You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Chinese internet company Sogou has sued its rival Baidu for patent infringement. Naver has entered into a partnership with France, and the travel company Skyscanner has created a voice-based search engine that will be integrated into Alexa. The Chinese internet company Sogou has sued its rival Baidu for patent infringement after accusing the latter of lifting elements from its input method editor, or IME, without permission. The IME allows users to type in Latin characters and have these transcribed into Mandarin Chinese characters. If the court case against Baidu is successful, the search giant will be ordered to pay Sogou 80 million yuan, equivalent to just over 12.5 million US dollars. Commenters have noted the fact that Sogou's press release detailing the case is written in English, implying that the move is as much a warning to foreign competitors thinking of entering the Chinese market not to lift elements of its software, as it is about getting compensation from Baidu. The South Korean internet giant Naver has entered into a partnership with France. Under the agreement, Naver will promote French culture, lifestyle, events, tourism, language, education, and economy in 2016, dubbed the Year of France in Korea. In addition, French films and musicians will be promoted on Naver's TV, cast, and music platforms to help actively introduce them to a Korean audience. Naver will also share its digital expertise with the French government to help teach them how to digitize their cultural heritage. Naver has also said it will invest in relevant, promising French startups. Naver is the biggest internet company in South Korea. It's most well known for its search engine of the same name, which accounts for around 3/4 of the Korean search engine market. The travel company Skyscanner has created a voice-based search engine that will be integrated into Alexa, also known as Amazon Echo, a search service offered by Amazon. Users will be able to talk to Alexa to research flight travel routes. Alexa will ask the user questions in a conversational format, allowing the search engine to filter travel routes to find the best route for the user. Skyscanner says it's the first travel company to develop a search engine that can be integrated into Alexa. A spokesperson from the company commented on the development, saying, "Voice integration is an important feature for the travel industry and the digital world in general. Conversational integration is appearing in everything from wearables to cars to mobile apps, reinforcing that conversation and messaging are fast becoming mainstream." The Vietnamese mobile operator Viettel has entered the Tanzanian market, launching broadband internet and mobile services in the country. Over the last year, it's been building the necessary infrastructure, laying down 18,000 kilometers of cables. The infrastructure covers both urban and rural areas and means that 81% of Tanzanians now live in areas that have internet connectivity. The rollout includes 1,500 villages that didn't have access to the internet previously. Viettel has said it hopes the internet and mobile rollout will help empower Tanzanians, saying, "Our entry into Tanzania reflects our belief that when communication services are accessible to everyone and become part of everyday life, they can be a driving force contributing to socio-economic development for the country as a whole." This isn't Viettel's first entry into the African continent, however. Earlier this year, it also launched mobile and internet services in Burundi, Cameroon, and Mozambique. And finally, research by Expert Market has revealed which countries in Europe spend the most money on online shops. The study looked at the average amount a user spent online in different countries. It found that Norwegians spent the most online, with the average user spending $2,400 on e-commerce sites per year. Denmark took second place, followed by the UK, Switzerland, and Finland, with average users from these countries spending between $1,700 and $1,500 online. Serbia came in at the bottom of the table, with the average user spending just $105 on e-commerce sites per year. Other Eastern European countries were also near the bottom of the table, with Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and Croatia only spending marginally more. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.